Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you once again. I miss you guys. Remember, if you want to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me or you want to hire me to speak at your next event, you can email our producer, Natalie, for all that good stuff. She is Nat, N-A-T, at growmycleaningcompany.com. And of course, you can give us a call on the cleaning bat phone at 480-648-5149. Feel free, give us a call. If we're not there, leave a voicemail. Our favorite thing in the world is hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. It's one thing to talk on this mic going out. So much better to hear from you guys coming in. On that note, today we are chatting with Gina Eilerman from Swept Away. Swept Away serves the greater Cincinnati area with residential cleaning service, and they actually were awarded the Super Service Award from Angie's List in both 2014 and 15. If you want to reach out to Gina, you can get a hold of her at www.getsweptawaynow.com. Such a creative title. I'm going to say it again, getsweptawaynow.com. Gina, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello.
So glad to have you. And I got to give you a little, let everyone in on a little secret. Before we started, Gina was super nervous. So make sure after you hear this episode, you go to her show notes page at growmycleaningcompany.com, leave a comment and say, Gina, you were the best. You should have been nervous. We love you. Gina for president, all that good stuff. And we'll see if we can make her blush in that process. Gina, tell me a little bit about you. Are you married? What part of the country are you in? How'd you get in the cleaning business? Give us a snapshot into the life and times of Gina.
I am married with three children. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I decided to open my cleaning business, I believe, probably because I wanted my house cleaned. Maybe the real reason.
And how did that work out for you? Are you one of the cleaners that the house is always dirty, like you never get your own stuff, or is it actually helped?
Yeah, so I haven't had my house cleaned in quite a while.
And you were the mechanic with the broken down car. All right, awesome.
Yes.
So give us a little bit about your company. Just do residential. How long have you been in business?
Yeah, we will be in business 5 years in January.
Congratulations.
We are mostly residential. We do very, very little commercial.
Is that on purpose or is that just kind of the way it worked out?
On purpose.
Okay.
We are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Love it. Nothing wrong with any of those things. All right. And how'd you get to be a part of Cleaning Nation? How did you discover us and the show and the Facebook group or however you got involved? How did you wander our way?
I found it somewhere along the line on the internet and YouTube, and just researching things is how I found you. And then I joined your Facebook group and found out a little bit more there.
Fantastic. All right, so she's in the Facebook group, folks. If you like what you hear from Gina, feel free to stalk her on the Facebook group. It's free as long as you're an owner of a cleaning company, you're welcome. So check that out. Stalk Gina. Tell her hello there and on her show notes page. Awesome. Anything else we need to know about Gina before we jump into the coaching piece?
Not that I know of.
All right, fantastic. Well, then enough of me beating you up with questions. Let's see if I can help you any. What do you got going on in your business today that I can help you with?
So I have a employee issue.
Don't we all?
I needed somebody in my office. Yeah. I needed somebody in my office from all day on Monday and Wednesday morning. It was the only day of the week I needed somebody, so I put it out there to my team or my crews before I offered it to the world. One of my girls came and begged for it. She kept saying how great this would be for her, and she's older, not super old, but I could see where it's, you know, it'd be a nice little break out of her cleaning. And She started about June working 1.5 days in the office and the rest of the days cleaning.
All right, so June, that was like, so this has been about 3 months, sounds like?
Yes.
Okay.
So within the last 2 weeks, she has turned this position into something else. Her head is swollen. I mean, it's... She is trying to make it bigger than it is. So she's telling everyone she's a manager, which she's not. She's making less money in the office than she would be cleaning. So it's not even like the position was bigger to make her feel this way. I'm not even sure what this is about. But she's telling everyone she's their manager, and they have two managers, actually. So she's not necessarily even needed to be a manager anytime in the future. She's just needed to answer the phone.
All right, so let's talk about this.
So she started...
What is the job description? What did you hire her to do? Not the cleaning piece.
I needed somebody in the office to answer the phone and schedule and talk to customers.
Okay, so
that's it.
Answer the phone, schedule cleanings, and talk to customers.
Yes.
Okay. And she's been doing She's been doing it for 3 months, and it worked out well and then just went off the rails? Or has it been moderately not good to start and it just got intolerable over the last couple of weeks?
So that's my guess, is that it started getting worse and I just didn't know about it. Where maybe other people are hearing things and just not saying anything to me.
Well, let's just talk about what you know. When did you kind of perceive like maybe this was going to be a problem? How long ago?
So within the last 2 weeks, I started hearing, you know, a lot of complaints and a lot of people coming to me saying, you know, you should be telling us like this kind of information. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So I guess she started doing one-on-ones with with the teams when they come back at the end of the day, when I'm not there. If I'm there, it doesn't happen. So if I am out for any reason, then all of a sudden she's meeting with them and she's telling them she's their manager and she's asking them all kinds of questions, which it all pertains to our company. So the questions probably would be great if their actual manager did it.
All right. So a couple things. First of all, there's the easy solution and the hard solution. The easy solution is just to call her into your office and say, hey, we hired you to do this. You've really made a big mess. You're pissing everybody off. You've acted way outside of your boundaries, and you got to go. If you do that, I don't want to say demote her, but I wouldn't say you got to go just from this set of responsibilities. I would separate from her completely. I don't know that you're going to be able to unring that bell and say, hey, can we just go back to where it was and just go to cleaning? That's going to set yourself up for a lot more headache. That's not the way I'd go about it, but that is, from what you've told me, I would say that's appropriate. So it's not like you would be acting insane. It would just be a little lazy. And I'm not saying it's not the best choice. I'm a sucker. So I'd go about it a different way. So that's option one, which I think is viable. I think you're well within your rights to go, hey, you're having one-on-ones with employee. I've gotten multiple complaints, you know, no hard feelings. I like you. Hopefully you still like us. We just can't work together anymore. Thank you for your time. Your services are no longer needed. Let's focus on finding a place that's a better fit. That said, the way I would probably handle it is a conversation and ask a lot of questions and probably start with the position that it was my fault. I found as a business owner when I was younger, it was a lot of, I'm in charge, I'm the boss, I write the checks, everybody shut up and sit down and listen to me. And that was so ineffective. People did not respond to that shockingly at all. As I've aged, I started realizing everything, the cool thing about the business and the scary thing about our business is, Gina, every piece of your business, every core value, the culture, the profitability, the lack of profitability, the happiness factor, the misery factor, the stress, all of that, believe it or not, was created by you, good and bad, including this situation. So yeah. I would go to her with that foundation of, hey, what's the gal's name? Just the first name so I can role play with her.
Stephanie.
And you can give me a fake one. I don't care. Stephanie. I made a huge mistake.
I'm too late.
Sorry, Stephanie. Well, good. If she listens to the podcast and you do take this one, she'll like, that sounds really familiar. Well,
yeah, I'll just let her listen to this.
Yeah, I'll save her the headache. You could just play her the podcast. Yeah, exactly. That I'll have to charge you for if I'm actually having the conversation for you. That costs extra. That's not free. Hey, Stephanie, I got to tell you, I've really made a huge mistake. I've been getting a lot of feedback from the team members, and it doesn't matter who, we're not going to go into that, but just the team as a whole, and they feel that you're the boss and that you've been saying you're the boss and you've been doing a bunch of stuff. And I got to tell you, that is my fault. When we started this job, I wasn't clear enough, certainly not in writing, as to what your responsibilities were and were not. And I know how much you love this company, and I know how hard that you're trying, and I appreciate you going out of your way to try on your own time to kind of do more than I've asked you to do. So first of all, I want to tell you, I really appreciate that. Second of all, I want to tell you that because I screwed up, we're going to have to change it. I've now written out clearly for you or for the next person exactly what you are going to do and what you're not going to do. And I would like to make sure that that's okay with you, right? Maybe you signed up for one job and I really want you to do another job, and that's not fair of me to kind of hold your feet to that fire. Maybe you'd prefer just to go back to cleaning, but I don't want to make the assumption that you want to do this job. So here's exactly the job. Are you comfortable with this? Do you feel this is the best use of your skills? This is the job. And she might say yes or no, whatever. And that's not, the option is not, so we'll change the job to accommodate you. It's, if this is what you think you would do well at, then you can do it. If not, then you can just go back to cleaning. And if you're not willing to do that, maybe you can find a job that you think you'll do well at another place. But this is the job. I did a bad job of explaining the job. I'm now doing a good job of explaining the job. Are you interested in this position as I've described it? And you be crystal clear. Anything I've said so far that you're uncomfortable saying or doing?
No, but I feel like I've already explained the job in writing.
Okay, so perfect. So it is in writing, and she's seen that and kind of, not, she doesn't, I don't mean physically signed off, but verbally you and she have, she said, I've read this, I understand it, this is the job.
Yes.
Okay. So then the conversation is just a little different. And thank you for, man, you should have cut me off way back there. All right. So that's what you do, Cleaning Nation. If you didn't have a job description, if you're smart like Gina, you did have a job description, it's almost the same conversation with a little twist. You say, hey, Stephanie, I really screwed up. You have the job description with you. This is the job description we started off with. And I didn't do a good job following up with you and keeping touch with you and making sure that you had the support that you needed to do exactly what you needed. And I think because of that lack of support, you might be trying to do some extra stuff because you really wanted to help. And in reality, it's kind of been hurting. So this is what I need you to do. And you just reinforce that. Is that make sense with the context that you have with her, or am I missing more information?
No, that would be great.
Okay. So just go back to that job. And then you've got to specifically say, that means there are, you are not authorized to have meetings with the employees one-on-one. You are not their manager. I want to be crystal clear. And then I'd probably take it a little further and have a, do you have regular company meetings anyway?
Yes.
Okay. At the next company meeting, I'd have her stand up with me, and this would be a little bit of a punishment, and just say, hey, team, this is Stephanie. And again, same thing. I've done a bad job of communicating her position here. Let me be crystal clear about what that is. And then I would say the same thing to the whatever. And I wouldn't make Stephanie look bad. I would say, you know, she really tried to do more because she loves this company, and I want to appreciate it. Thank you so much, Stephanie. But from this second forward, this is the job, and it shall be no more or no less. That way there's no confusion around the employees going, hey, why didn't you tell us? You're like, I did tell you. And of course, if she does it again, now there's no choice, but at that point you have no option but to separate. Is that all kind of gel and make sense? And how's that sound in terms of applicability? Is that something you can actually do, or you're like, oh, that's not a conversation I'd be comfortable having?
Actually, I'm pretty comfortable having most any conversation with my team.
Good, I like that.
I just feel like she truly is thinking she's helping, but she's not. Like, I think that she probably feels like she's helping, and I don't want to hurt her feelings. So your way is probably a good idea that I just regroup.
Good, and if you felt like she didn't care about what was best for the company and she only cared about what was best for Stephanie, I would probably encourage you to go to option one, right? You can't train someone or teach someone to care about the company more than they care about themselves, or not more than they care about themselves, but to an appropriate degree, right? Obviously they care about themselves and their family more, but their own you know, getting their emotional needs met by feeling important, that needs to be secondary to the company's goals being primary in that regard. So as long as you feel that, if you felt her heart was Stephanie first and to heck with the company, I just want to feel good and make other people feel bad, you can't train that. It's not worth the conversation. If you feel she's going, I really want to help, I thought I was helping, I really did, then it would be, now it's kind of inappropriate to do the first one because you're really kind of cracking her for, you know, again, lack of leadership, right? That would be on your thing. If she said, hey, I'm trying really hard to help the company and no one gave her the leadership or the guardrails to kind of help keep her on the right track, then that would be you. So yeah, if that's how you feel, no need to make her feel bad, but I would have that conversation in private and then I'd have a very positive public conversation that was clear, that was, everyone give Stephanie a hand. Thank you so much for stepping up and trying to do this. But to be clear going forward, so, you know, you're not trying to make her feel bad in front of everybody, but you definitely, and I said punishment earlier, that was too strong. But clarity in terms of, we're not doing anything in the shadows anymore. There will be no meetings without me. And again, it's one thing if she does it all the time with or without you, that doesn't indicate to me she's hiding anything. When she just does it when you're not around, that's a little bit of a red flag. And having that private meeting and then public meeting and not shaming her in any of the meetings, but being crystal clear about what she will and won't be doing in the meetings, that should solve it. And if it doesn't, then she's got to go. I mean, I don't see how much other help you can give her in addition to that.
All right.
Cool. Questions, comments, rude remarks before we hit the lightning round?
No, it's great.
All right, lightning round it is. Hopefully I've given you some value there. We're going to give you the opportunity to give some value back to Cleaning Nation. I'm going to ask you three quick questions. I have no doubt you're going to give three lovely answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Ever received.
And to be fair, we won't know the difference if it's the best you've ever received. So if you probably hit us with any decent piece of advice that you got, we won't know. And if we do know, we won't tell.
I'm not very lightning.
I promise you there is no shock treatment or negative consequence if you give one that you don't like. It's okay. We can move on if you like. There's no none of this is compulsory.
Yeah, let's take back to that one.
All right, we'll move on, and if you come up with something before the last question, feel free to circle back. Next question, this should be an easy one because we've all made so many. What's the biggest mistake you've made in your cleaning business that maybe you can share so the rest of us can learn from and maybe save making that mistake for ourselves so we can make, you know, our own mistakes?
My biggest issue that I have made, spending money, too much money.
Okay, give me an example, like on a website or marketing
money.
Or what's that?
So marketing, I have tried everything. I've tried things that I should never have tried. I have spent a year on things that I should have never spent a year on. I probably should have investigated a little bit more. A lot of print advertising that really didn't work for me. I may have wasted an entire year in this magazine or that magazine with a whole lot of money. You know, I've...
Well, first of all, thank you for sharing.
$700 a month.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, because that's, you know, it's kind of scary sometimes to share things that we screwed up. So let me give you some encouragement on that. First of all, good Lord, are you not alone? There's zero business people, including myself, that haven't wasted tons of money on client attraction. The problem is, what I found, and this just encourage you, Gina, there's no such thing as stepping up to the plate 10 times and hitting 10 home runs. If you're lucky, if you're good, you're going to hit one or two home runs. You're going to get a whole load of base hits or bunting or barely getting on base, and you're going to strike out a bunch too. So if you set that as your expectation, it goes a little better. The second thing I would encourage you and Cleaning Nation to do is, so many people say, I tried print, I tried Google, I tried direct mail, I tried whatever the case may be, and quote unquote, it doesn't work. That's never the case. It didn't work for your market, or you didn't have the right message is usually the problem. So please don't say, oh, print advertising doesn't work. What you can say, and don't share the publication, but that ad, that message that you put in that print publication didn't work, that doesn't mean a different set of copy, different message wouldn't have worked in that same, magazine or newspaper, or whatever it is, or in a different thing. But that's not to say print advertising doesn't work. And it's certainly not to say we're going to give up on client attraction. It just means we're going to try and learn so we get more home runs and base hits and less strikeouts. But zero strikeouts is never going to happen, Gina. If you said every dollar I spent always came back with friends, you would be the smartest person I've ever talked to and probably a liar. So don't beat yourself up too much, young lady. All right, last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Big or small, doesn't matter. Just something they can implement right away that will improve their life or their business or both.
I keep hearing from a couple different maid service owners I've talked to that they think that they need to pay their employees more, even though I think that they're paying pretty close to what I'm paying my employees. And they keep saying, I just think I'm not paying them enough money in order to keep them. And my employee retention is pretty great. And I feel like I don't think it's necessarily the money. I'm sure it's the money, but I don't think it's necessarily the money.
Gina,
I do one-on-ones with mine.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say you are 1,000%. Never interrupt me when I'm complimenting you, by the way. When I'm saying bad things, interrupt all you want, but I'm complimenting you. You got to listen to that. You are 1,000% correct, just so you know. I don't want to say a rookie mistake, but a lot of the people I coach think that's what gets better employees. And you do not want the employees that are like, well, you pay $10.50, so I'll go to that guy for $10.65 an hour. So go ahead. I want to hear more what you want to say, but I just want to encourage you and Cleaning Nation. Certainly you have to pay fair wages, but paying more does not get better employees. I wish it did. It'd be so much easier, but it does not. Go ahead.
No, right. I feel like at least the girls that talk to me the most, I talk to everybody a lot and ask them, why are you still here? Why did you stay? Why did you not leave? And I feel like half the battle is just finding somebody who loves cleaning a house. And the other half the battle is that they actually think that you truly and really truly care about them. And that I feel like is the number one reason that most of my employees stay. Is that I do care about them. I like them all. Even when they make me mad, I like them.
Oh, Gina, I gotta tell you that you crushed it. That is exactly right. And I was going to correct you. You corrected yourself. It's not that they feel that you care about them for real. You actually do care about them for real. And the fact, and don't miss this, Cleaning Nation, I heard two things from Gina. I have very low turnover. Well, three things. I have very low turnover. I don't pay, substantially above market value where that's why. And number three, I ask my employees periodically, not once, not when they get hired, not at their year anniversary, periodically, why do you stay? Why don't you go somewhere else? And I care about them. That is, gosh, you could give me a ton of money to help coach you up on that, but that is the best free advice on employee management you're going to get. Gina, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion. I love your lightning round. Even though you only answered two questions, that may be the top 10 lightning rounds of all time. You crushed it. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, make sure you show her the love on the Facebook group, on her show notes page. If you want to check out the show notes page and give a comment and give some encouragement, everything you need is at growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and Gina and I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.